Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about the value and virtue of attaining the knowledge of Allah. As you know, knowledge is a very central virtue within Islam. Without knowledge, none of the other virtues would be attainable. Obviously, we have to know about that they are virtuous and have to know what they are in order to attain them. So knowledge has a very significant role within the hierarchy of Islamic virtues. And the pinnacle of this virtue of knowledge is the knowledge of God Almighty. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "He who attains knowledge of Allah has achieved perfection in his knowledge indeed." And it's also transmitted that he said, "The fruit of knowledge is attaining knowledge of Allah." In this connection, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has been reported as having said, "If people knew the virtue of knowing Allah, mighty and exalted, they would never extend their gaze to the splendor and bounties of the life of this world that Allah has granted to the enemies. They would then regard such people's worldly goods to be more significant than the dust under their feet. And they would take great pleasure at attaining knowledge of Allah, mighty and exalted, and would savor it as if they were tasting the experience of being in the gardens of paradise with the friends of Allah." Right, so in this beautiful hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he mentions the result of this knowledge of God. If we had this knowledge of God, we would understand the insignificance of this world, and we would no longer desire it, and we would forsake it because of the sweetness and the pleasure that we would get from knowing God. In continuation, the Imam says, "Verily, the inner knowledge of Allah is an intimate companion in every type of desolation." So here, the Imam, he mentions the reason why it's so valuable, and the reason why if we had it, we would actually no longer desire the worldly goods and the things of this world. Because when we have this knowledge of God, it gives us peace and solace in whenever we are desolate and whenever we are lonely. And, it lifts up our spirits in every situation. "It is a friend in every type of loneliness, a light in every darkness, a source of strength from all weakness, and a cure for all ailments." This is why it's so valuable and why it is considered such a great virtue. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of attaining knowledge of God in the words of Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد